Listening to our readings today, there's a real sense of taking responsibility. I think of Ezekiel saying, you know, if you see your brother sinning, it's not just like, well, he's off doing his thing, he's displeasing to God, he has to take the consequences. The scriptures talk about taking responsibility for the other person. Being responsible for yourself, but also being responsible for someone else as well. And as we listen to our gospel as well, we think of that thing of taking responsibility, dealing with issues, not just burying them, dealing with them so that we can, as a body of Christ, truly live as a body of Christ in God's ways, not our own ways. I want to talk about something which I think illustrates this in a very kind of human way, but which we can draw parallels of how we deal with things spiritually as well, where we're called to, in a sense, work within ourselves to better ourselves, but also work for the wider community and take responsibility for it. An example I'm giving comes from 8 episodes on TV recently about a group of young men who are training to be Marines at Limestone Training Camp in Dorset. I don't know if any of you had seen that series, but I managed to record most of the episodes and watch it. It's on Channel 4 on a Monday night. And what did you see there? Young recruits coming between the age of 18 and 32. 32 weeks of a very arduous training course they had to go through. Extremely demanding physically and mentally. And not everyone finished, obviously. Some fell by the wayside. Quite a majority did. But a number got through and got the coveted green beret at the end of their training. And what, first of all, you saw was how young men, young people, were just kind of growing within themselves, growing in maturity, growing in a sense of responsibility for themselves. That's what you first saw over those 32 weeks. They had to take responsibility for their kit, their cleanliness, their weapons, etc., all the things that went with it. They had to endure lots of hardships as well, put up with a lot of things. They've been really tested on everything that they were. But deeper points were coming through that series as well. Then taking personal responsibility for themselves, they also were ultimately taking responsibility for their group, their unit. At first it might seem as about like proving yourself along the way. You're not lagging behind on the march because you didn't want to fail. Or if you didn't keep your gun clean, it could fail when it came to firing. And then you'd let yourself down. And if you didn't look after your kind of the health of your feet, you can end up with blisters, infections, and get taken out just through injury. So at first it seems like it's about proving yourself, looking up, taking responsibility for yourself. But ultimately, it was about looking after the group, the unit. Because if, literally, in a battlefield, your gun failed, that's bad news for you, but it's bad news for the people you're with as well. If you did get injured through negligence, that's bad for you, but also bad for the group as well, because that means the group itself was weakened. And so all these standards were set, you know, because of the reality of what life in a battlefield is like. They had to live up to the standard. And who set this standard? And it wasn't the young men thinking, oh, we've pushed ourselves enough today, that's it. Now we can sit back. The standard was set by the instructors. They were the ones who were setting the standard and saying, this is what you've got to achieve, this is what you've got to push through to for the good of the unit, for the good of the group. And so those instructors at times would motivate and encourage, at times they would punish and correct, all for the good of the unit, the group, working in the reality of eventually could be a battlefield. Now what can we draw from this? From the human realm, you can also draw spiritual kind of principles as well, when we think of it. Because we know that as a group of human beings, we have to take responsibility ourselves, but we have to work together as a group, as a body. When you think of a family, we each have to take responsibility for our actions, for our lives, for the good of the family as a whole. If you're working with a team of people at work, you take responsibility for yourself, but it's also for the benefit, the ultimate benefit of the group. It's the same with any parish, any community. We take responsibility for ourselves, for the greater benefit of everyone here as the body of Christ. And that ultimately, I think, is what our scriptures are talking about today when we listen to our readings. That first reading from Ezekiel, then St. Paul, then our gospel today. It starts with taking responsibility for yourselves, but ultimately then for the good of the body of Christ, the good of the community, the good of the group. Look at what Paul says. He says, first of all, you take responsibility for yourselves. You live by God's commandments. You don't steal, you don't covet, you don't commit adultery, you don't kill. You take responsibility for yourselves. But then he immediately kind of transfers that into saying, because when you do that, you are loving your neighbor as yourself. It immediately goes beyond yourself then to the good of the body, the good of the group. And that is so important. Failure to live by the commandments within our own lives pulls down the body of Christ, weakens the body of Christ. But let's say we have to record to work together as one. And so often we see sin, don't we, as just kind of this individual thing between me and God. No, it always has a wider dimension, the good of the body of Christ, the good of the community. Who sets the standards for this? Just like the instructors in the training camp knew the standards that had to be reached. For us as Christians, God sets the standards. And so many times, especially in this day and age, we want to maybe complain, oh, it's too hard to live up to. We can't keep up with this in our day and age. Such society has changed. No, God sets the standards. We're called to live by those standards of his teachings and his commandments, which we hear through the scriptures and through the church. And just like the instructors on that course will be motivating, pushing, punishing, and correcting, we too, as a body of Christ, have to help each other. We have to motivate each other. We have to help each other. There are times when we have to correct as well. That's exactly what our scriptures are pointing to, with Ezekiel in our first reading and with our gospel today. As a community, there's times when correction has to take place, where we have to pull each other up in a sense to say, hold on, the teachings of Christ are this, we're called to live by it. God sets the standard for us. One final little extra ingredient, though, that we can glean from St. Paul. When I say he talks about living this personal responsibility of our lives before God, keeping the commandments, but for the good of everybody else, we have this other ingredient, which is simply love. Love is the kind of thing that encapsulates it all, that everything we do, whether it's helping each other, motivating each other, correcting each other where needs be, you know, it has to be preceded by love. Love is an essential factor. And Paul reminds us of that. He says this, love is the only thing that cannot hurt your neighbor. Only thing that cannot hurt your neighbor. So, summing up what I said there. When we think of these things in this way, we often think of our life with God, our personal relationship with God. That is the start. That is so, so important. We take responsibility for that. But the more we pray and the more we love, we're also then helping everybody else as a unit, as a team, as a body of Christ, as a community. The two things go hand in hand. And we're called to help each other as much as we can in that. So when we pray more, when we love more, we're drawing closer to God ourselves, but ultimately building up the body of Christ.